She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101. Okay, today, there's a big issue coming out a lot, but it never hits the news. So you people of Hawaii don't know. There's a big run on people buying used cars where the VIN number does not match the ownership paper. Okay? More than likely, those cars have been stolen. So, remember I said to check the VIN number, whether you buy a used car or a new car. Check the VIN number. The reason I say this is because it has happened in the past. We've come across several people, a lot of people, that had the wrong VIN number. Okay? So, check the VIN number, especially on that used car that you're buying. Check the VIN number. And erase the VIN number from the safety sticker. Because you can use your phone to take pictures of that VIN number and go to a locksmith and they'll make you a key. The thief, they're learning this now. And they're starting to do it more and more. Okay? They steal your car with a key. And then they put their plates on your car. Nobody will ever find your car again. That's it. It's gone. Then they turn around and they sell that car to the next person. Next person, not thinking, doesn't check the VIN number. They trust this person selling the car, and away they go. And later on, they look at the VIN number, and it doesn't match the ownership. That now you're in hot water, because more than likely you got a stolen car. Okay? Always have your car, the used car, checked. Checked by an expert, so you're not buying what is called, they call it a total vehicle. It's been totaled for some reason, and the insurance company marks the ownership paper. I haven't seen it lately, but it's supposed to be marked salvage vehicle. Okay? Now, salvage vehicle can be anything. But you need to have it checked. If possible, do not buy a salvage vehicle. Because when you buy insurance for it, and you get an accident, salvage vehicle means rubbish. Who's going to pay you money for rubbish? You're on your own. Okay? So be careful, folks. This is happening every day. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Spread the word. Help each other. We've got to stop all this stuff. This is bad stuff. Okay? Okay. On a better note, for your wiper blades, a lot of people don't do this. On your wiper blades, when you get into the car, before you drive off, flip the wiper blades. Just lift it up, let all the dust and grit go down so the wiper doesn't go on and scratch the windshield. Okay? just flip it up. Okay? Give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Okay? Now, I know a lot of people cannot pick up the signal for this radio station, so please pass the word. Pass the word. Help your friends and your family out. Tell them they can listen on the internet. Go to our website, and it's being broadcast right now, live. Okay? Spread the word, folks. You gotta help each other. This, all this kind of, we call it pilau stuff, is happening too often. Okay? Now, the fence they put up on the side of the Kapalama Canal. Yeah, you all seen that. Go check it out. When you do anything, to build anything, a house, a building, whatever, the building department tells you, hey, there's a regulation, 15 feet from the curb. You cannot build right out on the curb. You got to be back 15 feet. Okay? Well, several of those high-rises in Kaka'ako did not follow that law. I know about that law because I was the one that made it for Kaka'ako. I was appointed the first board of director for HCDA. So we made the laws. I know every one of those high-rises are breaking the law. But how can the city just go ahead and break the law that they made? But you, the people of Hawaii, have to follow the law. That's not right. Anyway, when you do a brake job, listen up, folks. When you do a brake job, do not resurface the rotors. Now, this is from the manufacturers. It is not recommended for you to resurface the rotors. This is from the manufacturers because they are too thin to begin with. Every shop, every mechanic resurfaces the rotors automatically and charge you for it.
Do you know since when they started making it too thin?
1975.
1975?
Yes.
But then I think everybody's been resurfacing the rotors from
day one. Yes. A lot of auto shops don't pick it up. The manufacturers send out notices. And whether they read it or they just dump it in the garbage, I don't know. But it is recommended by manufacturers, do not resurface the rotor.
And you see it, that it's thinner?
Oh, yeah.
You noticed it?
Oh, yeah. Back in the 60s and early 70s, oh, you got to see the rotors. They were thick, thick, thick. Yeah, those you can cut. But the manufacturers see that the mechanics cut it and cut it and cut it. So they figured, well, if they're going to cut it to that thin, we'll make it that thin because it's cheaper and lighter for the car. See? Everything about the money. Cheaper. So I don't know how many rotors they make. They can make another one with the metal they save.
Well, it's more like you need to buy another rotor versus resurfacing it, right? Isn't it cost more to buy a new rotor?
It's about the same price, Wanda. So, I don't know why they don't want to just change it. That resurfacing machine that all of those shops have, it's supposed to be a dinosaur. You don't need it no more. And when it comes to brakes, folks, when it comes to brakes, there's no second chance. You do it right the first time and you do it the best way. Don't cut corners. Don't buy cheap Chinese brake pads. No. Go with good stuff. Okay? It's your life. And it might be my car that you're going to hit. So please, put good stuff. Okay? Especially if your children is going to drive the car. Make it safe for them. Listen up, Bob. That means your two sons. Flush your transmission every 20,000 miles. Okay? Or use the AMSOIL trans fluid, which is guaranteed for 100,000 miles. Cheaper to go that way.
But if you change your transmission oil to the AMSOIL, you can't just change it, right? You need to flush it out?
Yes, you got to flush it out. You flush it out, and it's cheaper in the long run. Okay? In the old days, I don't know why, but people took way better care of their car. I mean, way better. People would service the transmission every 20,000 miles and, you know, do all the good stuff. Today, I don't know what it is with the people. They don't do anything.
Maybe they're too busy.
No, maybe they got too much money.
Not enough money to do stuff like that.
Well, when you don't have a car to drive no more, then what?
Or maybe back then they didn't have that much money, so they took care of their car, so they would have a car to drive.
I don't know. I'm talking about you, Dennis. That bought a used Sienna van that had his last leg running. Oh, I tell you. And you the people that don't use good fuel. Okay? Let me explain this thing. When you don't use good fuel, like the Shell 92, the engine will knock. Yes, you don't feel it, you don't hear it, because the computer feels it way before you know and slips the transmission. When you're slipping the transmission, you're wearing it out. Hello? Okay? And the transmission is not cheap. On some cars, you cannot rebuild it. You got to buy a new one. It can run up to $9,000 for the part. So it's your choice. You know, and every time I see people, I tell them to use the Shell 92. That's too expensive. I use the cheap stuff. Okay. And when they come back, my trans is broken. Oh, that's cheap stuff. I don't know. Maybe I'm just wasting my time on the radio trying to help you save money. You know? And the whole thing is not just for you. I always say, you help each other. Spread the word. You know? Do something. And again, I'm going to remind you about that place called Jiffy Lube. They don't change oil filters. They charge you for it, but they don't change it.
Okay, we have Ski on the line from Hawaii Kai.
Good afternoon. Hello?
Yes, you hear me?
Hello?
Yes. You can hear me.
Yes, how you been?
Oh, could be better. I wish I was still 30 years old. Anyway, the reason I called, something you just mentioned about people don't take care of their cars like they used to in the old days.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just occurred to me. These cars nowadays are so bloody complicated with all the electronic stuff and everything in it. Nobody knows enough about it. If I didn't have you, I'd be lost. Well, I got a son who knows a little bit, but in fact, a lot more than I do. But that's probably one of the reasons, you know.
Well, you know, that's why I think maybe it's time that I start a new auto care class like I had years and years ago and show people the points here, there, what you got to look for, where you spray the silicone, what the brake fluid should look like, how you can check your own motor oil, stuff like that.
Well, by the way, I used to work in a wheel brake shop on Kapilani and King.
Mm-hmm.
I lasted about 6 months. I do better with my mouth.
Okay.
Anyway, I just thought I'd mention it to you. You have a good day, okay?
You too.
And keep up the good work.
Okay. Anyway, that's what's happening, folks. And it's really sad. It's really sad. The easiest thing, like waxing the car, they don't do that.
No time or too lazy.
Well, whatever it is. Lucky it wasn't a horse one. The horse mucky already. No feed him. Don't give him water. Tie him up on the post and leave him out there. Wow.
Why do you think so many people are obese here?
Oh, yeah. I noticed that. Yeah. You don't call it obese. It's rude. You should say they become very easy to see. That's nicer. Because women don't like it when you say, hey, you came fat, yeah? Or you say, are you expecting? No, they don't like that. So, but when you say, oh, you're very easy to see. Oh, they tell you, thank you. I don't know. But, you know, just to let you know about waxing the car, okay? Back in the 60s, when I was doing a lot of racing, one of my sponsors was Meguiar Wax. And we worked with wind resistance and all that stuff. And, you know, it really made a difference. I didn't know. It made a difference. The car ran faster. And when it runs faster, you use less fuel.
Okay, we have Dottry Dean on the line.
Hey, Dean.
Hey, just wanted to give the listeners my weekly report. Shell's still the best gas to be filling up with.
Yeah, except for second and Wiley.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't.
Still the best one to be using.
Yeah, second and Wiley across from City Mill is really, really bad.
Yeah.
And the island of Kauai, yeah, really bad. Every guest's bad.
Mm. Yeah, so we better not complain too much. We should rejoice what we have.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Rejoice what we have on this island.
Well, Dean does all the testing all over the place of all the gasolines. And, you know, folks, you got to thank him for that. The state don't pay him a penny. Thank you, Dean.
Okay, thanks, George. Aloha.
We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there's a faster, cheaper and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you qualify for Medicare, this message is for you. Now's the time to enroll in a Medicare plan for 2016. United Healthcare has Medicare Advantage plans that offer more benefits and services than original Medicare without costing more. Plans may include prescription drug coverage, all in one simple plan. You must continue to pay your Medicare Part B premium. Meet one-to-one with a licensed and certified sales representative today. Call Kimberly Cooper at 808-485-7319 to make an appointment. That's 808-485-7319.
Okay, we're back rolling, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob, doing great. Ah, my throat's a little pissed. I don't know, the weather shifted on me, so I'm going to do this quickly. But you know how you always talk about, even if you have the right way, you don't go?
Mm-hmm.
So last night, I'm leaving my gig. I'm downtown in Chinatown. I'm standing at the corner waiting for the, you know, the light to change. I'm looking at this girl, and yes, she was young, talking on the phone. And she looks at me, and I look at her, and for some reason, the way she looked at me, I know she didn't see me. You know how, you know, somebody looks your direction, but they don't see you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the light turns green, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the crosswalk for me to walk, she just zooms right in front of me.
Wow.
And I was like, man, if I had walked off the curb, that would be it.
Yep.
Rolling Bob would be like a news story.
Yep, you'd be rolling.
Yeah, but I would have been right.
Yeah, dead right.
Exactly. So, folks, 2 points. Pay attention. And, you know, this was the old thing we used to tell people about, make eye contact with people. But also, when you look at a person, see if they recognize you. Because, you know, a lot of times, like, I don't know, maybe, you know, she was in an emergency or something, people aren't paying attention. And I see that when people drive, too. You know, you look at them like, are you going to go into space? Am I going to go into space? And then, you know,
they don't see you.
Story is, yeah, they don't see you. So slow down. And when you're driving, this is why you look away, and you look back. You got to
mm-hmm.
look twice, because your brain will fill in blanks for you and make you think it's okay. So anyway, on that note, it's a beautiful day. You're right. I remember, like, when I was growing up, everybody would be out waxing their cars, like Saturday, you know, get ready for Saturday
mm-hmm.
night.
Mm-hmm.
Not anymore.
Nope.
Yeah, once in a while, you know, usually you see an older person, you know, hand wiping the car, but then even I go to the car wash, you know, you're like, yeah, drive through, rinse it off, yeah, good enough. So, you know, maybe we could go back, and maybe people would become friendlier with their neighbors, you know.
Well, that's why if you go by McKinley Car Wash on Kapi'olani, they have lying down the road, because people, instead of washing and waxing their own car, they run right into McKinley Car Wash.
Oh, yeah. Boy, that place has been busy forever.
Yep.
Oh, man. I know. I don't go in there because it's so busy. Okay. Anyway, as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Okay. Anyway. Give us a call at 808-524-1080, 524-1080. Talking about caring for the car, how's your car, Wanda?
It's okay, why?
Just asking. Anyway, ladies, this one is for you. No, I'm not picking on you. I'm just saying this one is for you. Keep your trunk empty. Keep your car empty. Don't put everything you can think of into your car. Okay? Because when you get an accident, whatever you have in the car is going to come flying at you like bullets. Depending how you get hit. Okay? So, not recommended. Keep the car as light as possible. You get better gas mileage. I'm talking about better gas mileage. Using a good high amp battery, okay? A high amp battery will give you better gas mileage. high-end battery gives you better gas mileage, increases the life of your alternator, increases your starter life, saves you big money.
How does the higher amp battery save you gas?
Okay, the spark at the spark plug. Now, this has been tested, and I can show you. If you want to see it, I have a tester, and you can see. With a high amp battery, the spark at the spark plug is really big. With a low amp battery, a cheapy battery, okay, like, you know, the Die Hard, the spark is really small. You can barely see it. So, with that type of battery, also, when you start the car, it loses its energy, so the alternator has to charge, just work like heck to put back what came out. And the starter has to turn before the engine starts. With a high amp battery, it just whistles and it started. Okay?
So where does gas come into the picture?
The spark. I just explained to you. The bigger the spark, the better the gas mileage. Because the bigger the spark, the more complete the burn. Okay? Like, I'll give you an example. If you had a room full of gasoline, and you came with a tiny little lighter, and you sparked it, yeah, it will explode, but not a big boom. But if you came in with a big torch, and went boom, that thing would blow.
Okay, I get it. We have John from Nanakuli.
Hey, John.
I heard your recommendation to flush the transmission, and I'm wondering, where do you recommend we go to get it done nowadays? Because hard for trust. Like, I know a couple places we went to, I know for a fact, like you said, the filter wasn't changed after we did, like, oil change and all that stuff. Yeah, so I'm kind of wondering, who would you recommend we go to?
My son, Todd.
Where is he?
He's in Kalihi. He's very thorough. And he treats you like the way he wants to be treated.
Right on. It's a Todd. And is it like a gas station or is it on your website?
It's on my website. And his number is 847-5554.
847-5554.
Yep.
And does any kind of car, no matter, because I have a Scion and I have an Odyssey.
Doesn't matter.
5554.
If you went to a doctor and he look at you and he say, I'm sorry, I don't do Asian people, just Caucasian. You want to look at him like, what? All same.
Right.
Okay?
Okay, shoot. Thank you, bro. Appreciate
okay,
it.
Okay, take care.
Good show. Hello.
Okay, we have Steve from Kailua.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, John, how's it going?
Okay.
First of all, you guys open Sunday?
No.
Oh, okay.
Sunday is for cruising.
Yeah, Sabbath day, too. I got to go funeral. I'll be in town then, but that's okay. Also, I was, about 3 weeks ago, I was coming up my road at night, and I see one of Amos by my house. I go, oh, you know what to think, huh?
Oh, yeah.
I come in close, I see a fire engine too. I turn in and full of people around, it's my neighbors. Apparently this guy is on a moped coming down. I guess he's drunk and he hit the guy's car parked in the front of the driveway on the right side. So guarantee his head hit the windshield, but kind of like to the side, you know, it's gotta be more tough there over there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's probably gonna feel it the next day. But yeah, it's kinda wasted, but also, I'm going to clean my dad's headlight lenses. I picked up a mag wheel cleaner, and he said that's the kind of stuff you use.
Yeah, get a soft terracloth and just rub it, and it'll come clean.
Oh, so like you have a microfiber that would work too?
Fiber? Yeah, yeah.
Okay. It's a kind of a foam thing, spray.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, should work. Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Okay.
That's it, man. Thanks.
Take care. Okay, give us a call at 808-524-1080. 80. Okay. Anyway, don't forget, please pass the word, folks. Check the VIN numbers on all used cars and new cars before you put your money down. Check the VIN numbers. Too many people are getting burned. Okay? And remove the VIN number from the safety sticker. Oh, boy. Anyway.
So what if you did that, remove the number, and or that person who's selling the car does that, so you can't check? Oh, never mind. You still can check the one on the car.
Hello, Wanda.
Never mind. I'm off today.
Sorry. Bob is giving you the funny look. Hello. Anyway. Yes, it's very important to flush the trans, folks. The trans, it's like an engine, okay? Let's say you don't change the motor oil, ever. How long will the motor last? Oh, boy. I don't know. It's really hard. You know, in the old days, it's easy. I tell people this and that and this. They all do it. Today, it goes right through. And you ask them next week, what was that? I don't know. So.
Off-air caller wants to know if you know what happened about taking the ethanol out of the gas.
Can I give an off-air answer?
No. Because I want to know what happened too.
It's not. It's still there. They cannot. Folks, you cannot remove something that is a federal mandate. The state, I don't care if governor, what you call, says remove it. You cannot. I contacted oil companies. I was, you know, frustrated with the politicians. And the oil companies all told me, no. You can't take it out. You got to leave it in. It's a federal mandate. Because the ethanol is anti-NOx. Ethanol was not put in to get away from oil.
But then they're still selling ethanol-free gas.
Yeah, that has something else in it that's anti-NOx. Now, go ask the old folks. People, go talk to the old people. They're smart. Ask them, back in the 50s and 60s, did you run the cheap gas or the good gas? They all tell you they ran ethyl. Ethyl was the premium, okay? Because the ethanol, the ethyl or the premium octane was 104. 104. Regular, the cheap gas was 98. And the 98 would knock. When you drove up the poly, the engine would be banging away like a carpenter going crazy. So everybody ran the premium. 104. Think. How can you lower it down to so-called 92, which, by the way, is never 92?
Couldn't they, like, I don't know, adjust the car so it can
no,
run on 92?
No. Wanda, you cannot even, there's nothing you can do. You have to put in an anti-knock. And that's why in 1975, when they lowered the octane, they added this anti-knock chemical, and they did not tell everybody about it. They put it in. It was called MTBE, Mary Tom Baker Easy. After 30 years, folks, 30 years, they come out and say, we have to take it out of the gas because we found that it's cancerous. Hello? 30 years later? Huh? But they're not going to come out and say, we're going to add in ethanol because we want to get away from bringing in oil from the Middle East. No. That's what they said it is, but it's not. They put ethanol in as an anti-knock because ethanol is clean. It does not cause cancer. It's clean. Okay? Brazil has been on ethanol since 1955. where has America been? Now that you have the computer, go check all over the world. What is the octane? Germany has the highest. Germany's regular is 100. Yeah, it costs more, but there's a reason why the octane is high.
Yeah, but they have all those good cars over there.
We have them in America too, but I'm wondering what these good cars running on. Lamborghinis, Ferraris, Porsches. Poor thing, those cars. They're running junk fuel. Really? You talk to Dean. He has an octane tester. He tests them. And he's always rolling his eyeballs because the thing is bad. Kauai has the worst, okay? Sorry, but that's your hometown, Wanda. That's the worst gas. They have water in the gas. Yes, they have water in the gas. And it's not from the rain.
But doesn't the ethanol mix in with the water and like...
Not that much water. Javi Maeda in Kauai, he's just flipping over backwards because he cannot believe the amount of water is in the gas. Okay? And they're supposed to have 10% ethanol in the gas. Never was, never will be. Highest amount of ethanol is with the Shell gas, and it is 6%. Never 10.
Well, that's why the sign says up to 10%.
Yes, yes. And the state, I don't know. I don't want to go there because I'm going to be flipping over backwards.
Okay, we'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Hawaii is a very special place to live. But our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367. 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks, and they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone. So you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr. Either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Ever having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust? Call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumualii Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom. Something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, "That kid that caused this wreck was drunk." Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, "This girl's gonna die." I'm sure that guy has no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom? Knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, "I love you, Mom." So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and who's on the line?
We have Bruce from Kalihi.
Bruce from Kalihi.
Hi, George. Hey, how are you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, you were talking about the high amperage batteries, you know, very important for, you know, better engine life and more gas mileage because you can fire the fuel more efficiently. How much amps does those batteries carry?
It varies. You got to look for the size that will go into a specific car, whatever car you have, and look for the highest amp. Anything over 700 is good.
700 amps?
Yeah. If you can get 1,000, even better.
Wow. Do you have that kind of batteries nowadays?
Yeah. You go and you look for marine battery that will fit in your car. The marine batteries have higher amps.
All I know is being, you know, involved in drag racing for like 50 years. On the mainland, the professionals, especially the fuel cars, they have to have the highest amperage ignition system because the fuel they run, nitromethane, is very hard to light up. Yeah, and the key to making horsepower is burning up the most, you know, most of the fuel, if not all. So they have to have high amperage. So in order to make the car so that you can win, they're using this really high amperage system.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you talked about the gas and Shell being the best, but how come even here on this island, how come the Shell gas or any other brand varies as far as the octane? How come?
Because the legislature allowed it.
No, but how come the stations or brands are different?
Yeah, same brand gas, but the...
Oh, it's because the gas is formulated or blended when the tanker truck goes to the terminal to pick up the fuel.
Yeah.
It is not blended in the big tanks.
Is it pretty much consistent to what station has, you know, the highest octane?
Pretty much.
Yeah. So we got to listen to you then.
No.
No, what I mean, you tell us where to go, right?
Yeah, the best stations is Kahala Shell, Makali and Baratania, Pa'o'a are the three best.
Okay, now, you talked about all these bogus, or at least stolen cars being sold by the used car lots. You know, I noticed in the last 10 or 15 years, there have been a surprising amount of car dealers all over the place, small car, and it seems to me a lot of them might be, you know, hooligan car dealers, you know, really not up to par. Could it be a lot of these stolen cars are coming from all of these small car dealers, used car dealers?
Most of them is coming from, like, the newspaper and stuff like that. Not so much from the car dealers.
Oh, I see.
Because once they sell it to you, they're gone.
Right.
You can't find them. The car dealer will always be there.
Right.
Yeah, so most, all of the ones that we've been hearing is from, like, eBay and places like that.
Wow. But we do have a lot of stolen cars being sold here.
Lots. It's a lot.
Yeah. I guess I was going to say one more thing, but I kind of forgot. Oh, I just remember. You don't teach at the UH or your automotive 101 anymore, yeah?
No.
Oh.
When they cut back my paycheck to 1 month later, I said, oh, I'm out of here.
Well, that's the oligarchy system of
the
government. But anyway, I know you used to talk about and you used to teach the students that attended your classes how to do maintenance of your car for the people that want to maybe try and save money, or maybe they're interested, hobby or whatever. Do their own repairs, you know, minor kind of,
kind of thing.
Now, you talked about brakes earlier. What, you know, you said don't buy the cheapy, the Chinese-made ones. I guess you're talking about made in the USA. What brand or what parts store carries those brands that you recommend?
Right now in Hawaii, O'Reilly is one.
Yeah.
Napa.
Yeah.
That's it.
Those are good American-made, high-quality.
They carry both sides, so you got to know what you're buying.
Oh, okay. So you got to look at it.
Yeah.
Okay, George. Okay. Nice talking to you. Take care. I'll talk to you next week.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, we have Steven from Honolulu.
Steven.
Yeah, this is Salim.
Steven.
Yes. First of all, I want to thank the guys that came out today. We missed you at the food bank drive today. So we had Corvette Club, Mustang Club, HPM, and one lonely guy from the Porsche Club came out for the food bank drive.
From where?
From the Porsche Club. We came out to the... We had the
only one?
Drive. Yeah, only one. Only one.
But shame, shame.
He came to represent. He came to represent the Porsche Club. So, but that was a good thing. But anyway, don't forget, tomorrow is National Mustang Day at Windward Ford. So we're having from 9 o'clock to 1 o'clock. So we'll be having
free food.
There's free food. There's hot dogs, hamburgers tomorrow for lunch.
Yeah, let me tell the homeless people.
No, but we'll be having... you know, hopefully we have about maybe 50 to maybe 70 cars coming out tomorrow for all different makes and models for the different generations of the Ford Mustang.
Is it the same one they usually have in May?
No, this is a different one. This is
a special one.
Oh.
This is a birthday anniversary. This is the 52nd anniversary for the Ford Mustang. Usually the one that you're talking about, the other one is Mustang Madness. And that one we'll probably have later on in the year. But because we didn't get a chance to have, we were kind of late this year in getting an invite to the First Hawaiian Auto Show. So we didn't get a chance to plan it for the Mustang Madness. But we will have a Mustang Madness at Windward Ford, a usual one. And tomorrow's birthday celebration will be, it'll be no judging on the show, but we'll have a Best of Show People's Choice Award. We'll have our usual rumble contest, so everybody gets a chance to let it out, let it rip for a little while. They get three polls, and we'll give out a trophy on that. We have some door prizes, things like free safety check, some oil change certificates, things like that from Windward Ford.
Free gas?
I don't know if I'm going to... we could use some gas cards, though, if you got some.
Yeah, okay.
If you didn't use them all. But no, so come on out tomorrow. We'd like to see everybody out there. All your listeners come out. Spend the day from fellowship.
Where is that?
Wynwood Ford tomorrow in Kailua from 9 o'clock to 1 o'clock. In the
afternoon. How you get there?
Depends which way you're coming from. You can come over the Pali, just head towards Kailua. As soon as you go over the small little bridge, you're right there.
Mm-hmm.
So at the beginning of Kailua town.
And what if you're coming from Kailua?
If you're coming from Kailua, then
they should know where it is.
Yeah, then you have to come down whichever way you're going to come down.
Really? If you're living in Kailua, you would know where it is.
Yeah, Kamakua Drive.
Okay.
Right next door to the Whole Foods and the First Hawaiian Bank.
Okay. All right.
All righty.
So free food, huh?
Huh?
You're going to give away free food.
Yeah, free food. Hot dogs, hamburgers, bottled water. And let's see what else we have. That's it. I think we have
I'm going to let the homeless all know that.
Yeah, birthday cake tomorrow. We also have a 52nd anniversary birthday cake. We have two cakes, in fact.
Yeah, all the homeless by my shop, I'm going to tell them. They got free food down there.
Yeah, well, we should have a good show tomorrow.
Okay.
We're hoping for a good turnout. Okay, you take care. See you.
Thank
tomorrow.
You.
Bye.
Okay, so, and if you have questions, give us a call, 808-524-1080. 524-1080. And Steve's name is Celine Steve.
He said Stephen from Honolulu.
Yeah, right. Celine Steve. And my youngest son, Brad, his dream car was a Celine. Until he looked into Steve's car and he said, yuck, it's automatic. That killed him. You know, like, he always thought the Celine was a 5-speed. When he saw automatic, he said, ooh, wrong already. So, anyway.
We'll be right back after this short break. You're listening to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks, and they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you qualify for Medicare, this message is for you. Now's the time to enroll in a Medicare plan for 2016. United Healthcare has Medicare Advantage plans that offer more benefits and services than original Medicare without costing more. Plans may include prescription drug coverage, all in one simple plan. You must continue to pay your Medicare Part B premium. Meet one-to-one with a licensed and certified sales representative today. Call Kimberly Cooper at 808-485-7319 to make an appointment. That's 808-485-7319.
Okay, we're back rolling again. You can give us a call at 808-524-1080. Okay. Highly recommended to silicone your wiper blades, folks. Silicone wiper blades. So it slides easily over the windshield. And now here's, listen up. This one will save you a bunch of money. Okay? I'm trying to save you money. Change your air filter element and use this brand called K and N. The letter K and the letter N. Air filter and oil filter. The air filter is guaranteed for life. That's the last filter you'll buy. It's like the old days. When it gets dirty, you clean it, put it back in.
Wait, last filter you'll buy for that car?
Yes.
Or you can transfer it to another car?
Well, if it fits, yes. But it gives better gas mileage, more power, but most of all, you'll never have to buy another one. You save money big time. Okay? The airflow on that brand of air filter is the highest. We have an airflow meter. If you want to check your filter, you can bring it on down and we'll show you how good it flows. Okay? So, use the K&N air filter. Do not use octane boosters. They're all poisonous. Do not use octane boosters. A lot of people are using it and it is deadly. We used to recommend using mothballs, which contain naphthalene, an octane booster, but it is poisonous, so we don't recommend it now. How did we find it? We're testing a car by this tree with flowers, and then my son found dead bees all over the place. The bees fell out of the trees dead. So that means it's poisonous if it kills the bees. Okay? So, don't use octane boosters. They're very toxic. As far as all the bad thing you hear about ethanol, it's false. Okay? Ethanol is vodka. If you can drink it, how can it be bad? How can it be poisonous? Go look on the vodka bottle, folks. 40% ethanol. 60% water. Okay? So, anyway, in the old days, when people came in with water in a gas tank, we would get vodka and we pour it in. And it would run. Runs fine. Okay? If you haven't tried ethanol, you should try it. It is like a car drug. Your car will love it. It will love it. Gives you better gas mileage, runs smoother, more power, everything. Everything that you're looking for. Okay? So, anyway, remove the VIN number from the safety sticker. Better yet, call your representatives, get rid of safety check. Next year, they're going to charge $75 a car for safety check. If you want to keep it going, then that's fine. But they don't do the proper checking, and there's too many unsafe vehicles out there. Okay? Check your lights, folks. Whenever you have a chance, please check your taillights and headlights. Okay? On the BMWs, I think it was the left taillight is known to go out, and the factory should recall it. The left taillight does go out.
Any reason for that?
Nope, I don't know. Well, that's the point. We got to go. Take care of each other. Please don't drink and drive. And we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.